There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Made in the UAE. Brought to you by Emirates Global Aluminium. Making metal for the world in the UAE.
And today we focus on the UAE steelmaker Kenares. Delighted to be joined in the studio by the founder and CEO, Bharat Bhatia. Bharat, good to see you. Thanks for joining us in the DubaiEye studio.
Good morning and fantastic good new studio.
Thank you. You're very welcome. It's not your first time on the Business Breakfast, but it is your first time here. And to be honest, we're not the only people who've been moving into new premises in 2018, because you also opened a new factory up at Jebel Ali. You do about $1 billion a year of revenue. But yeah. I think it was May this year, we all saw the photographs of Shah Rukh Khan, the Bollywood star, cutting the ribbon at your factory, in your new factory in Jebel Ali. So what did Shah Rukh Khan open this year for you?
Well, we have embarked on a new project in 2017, which was 12-inch pipes, which can, you know, make round, squares and rectangular. And this plant was ready and Shah Rukh was in town. So we took an opportunity to ask him to, you know, grace the occasion by inaugurating that new facility for us.
And you've got plans to expand again in 2019. You say that this year you'll do about $1 billion or so in revenue, but next year you're looking to not quite double that, but go to about $500 million. How are you going to make that leap? That's quite a jump, isn't it?
Yeah, because of a 12-inch line, what I said, we inaugurated that will add around 300,000 tons of our rolling capacity. And we are also starting a new project of color-coated plant, which will be ready by first quarter of 2019. And all in all, we will be now producing around 1 million ton of steel. Up to last year or up to this stage, we were only doing around 500,000 ton. So, you know, the volume-wise, the size range is different, the product range is different, and the markets are different for that.
Is the demand there? We know that the regional economies, that they're doing okay, but it's not boom times at the moment for construction. Is the demand for this much steel?
Well, we are not focusing only in UAE, which was our core business for last 6 years. Now we have gone beyond UAE. We are exporting to Northern America. We are doing Australia. We are doing Europe. And the size range what we have embarked on is up to 12-inch. And 12-inch range will only cater outside UAE majorityly. So, you know, a major quantity will be exported from our facilities.
Major story is out about the downturn in the construction sector, as we're buying fewer apartments and houses there. There's a lot of industrial stuff going on. But I'm wondering how you see the demand for things like rebars and girders and things in the industry, which is a major indicator of how the industry is doing.
Well, basically, you know, for construction side, normal people only see real estate. Real estate is not our major target market. We only target on infrastructure. Infrastructure development, which has been spent by government bodies, making bridges, flyovers, metro, Expo 2020. Those are the projects which are keeping us busy. Of course, real estate also helps our industry to, you know, keep on increasing our volume. But that's not our core business when you call about flats. Now, okay, the apartment rents are down. The prices are down. But still the construction is going on. So there is, you know, a different approach for us that we market on infrastructure development, and that's where our quantities are being consumed.
I guess the volumes used in real estate are probably a lot greater than other projects. But tell me something. About 10 years ago, we were talking about rebar futures on the DGCX. Also, there was talk of steel futures at the time. How are the prices now compared to then?
Honestly, this future market doesn't work in rebar or even in steel billets here, because these are all recyclable steel, and then we will not be able to, you know, have a control like gold or anything.
But are the prices way, way lower than they were 10 years ago?
At the moment, yes, the prices are very, very much at the bottom, I would say, compared to first half of 2018. And that's where the demand is a little bit increased, because people are buying more volumes based on the prices.
We've spoken before about one of the challenges faced by dumping of products in this market from manufacturers, some of whom are in China, but not exclusively China. Where do we stand with that? Last time you were with us about a year ago, you said you were talking with officials, people close to the UAE government, to get some kind of help with that. Where do we stand now with that?
Well, to be honest with you, we have got good support from respective ministry, and they have already introduced to protect a D-bar market from 5 to 10%. Right now, that is all under formation, and it might be introduced very soon, maybe early 2019. So government is really looking at our request. They are really understanding the investment, what we are doing has to be protected. And they also introduced anti-dumping law in this part of the world, which we already got introduced in color-coated plant. This all things were never been experienced before. So they are ready to help local industry for like us.
I mean, these are all big problems you're talking about. You're a billion dirham business now, going to be close to 2 billion dirhams next year. Mm. It is a long way from when you arrived in the UAE back in the early 1980s. Tell us about that and the salary you were earning then and how you made the leap from that to multi-billions of dirhams.
Well, it was a long story. I would say 1983, I landed in Dubai, which I just came to earn, you know, a few hundred thousand dirhams, and my salary was 1,500 dirhams a month, working for a small hardware and industrial shop, thinking to just earn 500,000 Indian rupees and go back to India. And that was my dream when I landed here. But Dubai has given us a lot of opportunity. I landed up in doing some marketing business in steel. And ultimately, you know, we are today one of the second largest steel producer in this part of the world. But the journey was fantastic. Dubai has given us a lot. And I'm so happy that, you know, Dubai is still giving an opportunity to newcomers.
Made in the UAE is the name of this series, and we wanted to turn the spotlight on organisations like yours that actually make things here in the UAE, not just services. What does the UAE do particularly well for encouraging companies like yours to make here in the UAE? And what do we need to do better to make it easier for the next Canaries, some guy who's just arrived here earning 1,500 dirhams a month, so that they can do something like you have done?
Well, when I landed in 1983, made in UAE was a dream, I would say, or it was not even spoken, because this place was only known for trading, and then it evolved in tourism. But for last 15-20 years, what we have seen that, you know, real estate was picking up. So that was also been, you know, taken, many people took an advantage of that situation. For last 7 to 8 years, what we have seen, ruler of this country are encouraging brand UAE, made in UAE. Yes, made in UAE has given us lots to market. We have got long way to go. We never thought that UAE will be exporting pipes from this part of the world to US or to, you know, Europe. But now, yes, they have given us a land. They have given us a proper infrastructure. We are very happy about what they have given. And there are law introduced to protect the domestic industry. So I think made in UAE has a lot to offer. And we see that newcomer can definitely take that advantage. But depends on what product they want to, you know, embark or how they want to, you know, get involved into this type of environments.
Quick word on the trade war that is happening. This generic phrase that covers the disputes between the United States, China, but many other things as well. The rise of protectionism globally that the IMF and others have warned about. How is that impacting you as a UAE manufacturer and exporter, particularly to a place like the United States?
See, when we are talking about trade war, only one name comes is US. US has been pushing hard to keep dumping of the product in their own country so made in America can become more and more interesting for them, or it helps them. But what we have seen that it has increased the inflation, and in spite of introducing tariffs, everyone is still importing in that part of the world.
What kind of tariffs are you seeing on your products going into the US at the moment?
We have 25% like all other countries have, except for Turkey has 50% and other country, China has more. But we are in a slab of 25%.
But the imports are still going, they're still buying
imports,
it.
Yeah, imports are still going, and we don't see any reduction in our tonnages.
Bharat, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for joining us on The Business Breakfast for our series Made in the UAE. Bharat Bhatia is the founder and CEO of Canaries Steel here in the UAE. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.